Hi.
Hello.
It's me.
Happy Sag season.
I'm trying to lock it because I don't want to see it. Okay. Yeah, it's Sagittarius season. How do you feel that Scorpio season was?
As it's over now and I reflect, which one is better? This season right now or Scorpio? I feel like Scorpio season was better than Libra season, so that's why it's hard. Like, I just like, so it's just like Scorpio season wasn't too bad. Will I say that I'm happy it's kind of over? Yeah, but I do feel like the Sag season has been kind of chaotic, like, if we're being for real. Like, Scorpio season was chaotic, but I think it was more like heavier, deeper type stuff.
I feel like I spent Scorpio season, like, just I don't know where I was, like, mentally. I feel like I was just thinking about too many things.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really feeling that. I mean, like, sometimes I am. But when you also have to, like, do life, things, it's, yeah, like, inconvenient. It's
hard. I feel like, yeah. I feel like if you had the space to feel the feels in Scorpio season, then you were A-okay, kind of, for this Sag season. But I feel a little bit more, I wasn't in my head as much in Scorpio season as I am in this season. I just think maybe it's the Gemini. Because was Gemini Mars going on retrograde in Scorpio season too? It must have.
If it did, maybe it was at the end.
The end of, it was, you're right. It was like the end around that or sometime. I don't remember. But you're right. But now we have it fully in Sag season and like really interacting with like the placements. Like the first, like the Venus and Mercury, Sun, all that. And I just, I don't know, I feel like a little all over the place. I feel like everyone else is a little bit all over the place too, like everyday life. Like everyday life wasn't annoying that much to me in Scorpio season, and now it's kind of just like chaos.
I'm having like a crisis, an identity crisis.
During Sag season. That's a little bit more on brand than like, I don't know, Scorpio season just was, I don't know, like just heavy.
But like, yeah, sometimes it was what it was.
Heaviness for me sometimes, it's okay if I have
this. I don't hate it. Yes. I'm a fan. I love the death and rebirth and
me too.
La di da.
And I feel that very much that I was going through like more like reflecting, like, oh, it's my rebirth era is coming up, like, because we're like us personally 3 months at, well, not even 3 months. Next month is our birthday.
Were you gonna say it's 3 months to
our
birthday?
I thought it was October for some reason.
Your birthday is in less than a month.
That's sick.
What's today? The 10th. My birthday is in a month and 8 days. Your birthday in a month. It's Jordan's birthday is a month from today.
Yeah, and my birthday is like less than a month away. I'm gonna be 26.
I don't wanna talk about it. Okay. Because
screeching.
Because then you're in like the second half, you know?
What does that mean?
Like you're getting too close to 30.
Oh my god, that means I'm in my, like, so I already passed a quarter of my life at 25. So I'm at the
ideally.
Next quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally.
Definitely. Potentially, you could have already been in the next quarter. But yeah.
Like,
I mean, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
The Scorpio of you.
Sorry.
I'm in Sag land.
Okay.
Okay, about?
Okay.
I'm living forever.
Okay. That's cool. Have
well,
fun.
No, joking,
you and Fallon thing. Can have fun living forever. Kayla will be dead and I'll be okay.
No, you know how I feel about that. I don't
know. No, I would. Forever. I'd be fine living to be 100 as long as, like, I'm
if
mentally
I have the
okay.
Resources and the, yeah. All of that. Because like I said, it's in my family. My great grandma was chugging along. We love Capricorns. Chugging along until she was like, it's not vibes. And left us at 105. And God bless. Like, I
and
feel
I
like.
I feel that.
I think that's going to be me too. Like, if just vibing out until I'm like, you know what?
I feel like my great grandparents all lived a long time unless they had like unfortunate health situations,
yeah.
Like Nana's mom had a surgery and they don't care about black people and let her bleed out. So,
yeah.
Like, you know, things like that. But otherwise, yeah, the niggas were living a long time.
They
like, Pop-Pop's mom, I think she lived to be 100.
If they have that environment to, like, really heal, because I feel like knowing more about my great grandma, for her to live like this long, she had the environment to properly heal and do her. So, if I have that too, then.
Then cool.
Cool. But, like, I don't know, life is a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if reflecting during the Sag season, what I've been reflecting a lot on, it's, like, my experiences. Because, you know, like, Sag is very, like, big on your experiences, like, your life story. Not your, it's, yeah, I guess your life story, like, self-discovery and things like that. So, that's why I feel like more now I'm in my head than more, like, feeling how I think. It's more, like, what
I'm
did
very
I do?
In my head. Oh, I'm very, like, I've done nothing. I am nothing. This is bad. Like, what do I do
oh my
now?
God.
That's dramatic. That's Sorry, that's like the dramatic version.
No, but I know what you mean.
When I really get deep into it. But like, I just been like, what are we doing? Because this isn't it. And so like, what now? Kind of, and just, I just don't know.
Yeah, like questioning life.
But I feel like I'm getting old. Then you get on Twitter and they're like, you think you're old and you're only 20 something. Like, okay, sorry, but I'm not a baby anymore. Like, I mean,
I really
time is going by, no?
And that's what's hard. And that's why
My parents were married and owned a house when they were my age. Like, that's what and I'm not saying that that's what I, like, need to be doing or anything like that. But it's, like, we're getting to, like,
a
point where people stop fucking around and start to, like, settle themselves. And I feel like I can't settle myself because I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. And that's why I feel like I've been reflecting, like, I need to do more. To really, like, know, like
what? What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Like, that's why I sat here and said,
okay,
like,
see, I need answers. Somewhere. I need answers. I need a plan. I can execute a plan, but, like, I need a plan.
Well, that's very sad, because Sagittarius don't know how to do plans, so this is a time to make a plan, to do what you want to do in your life.
I don't know what I want to do.
It's time to brainstorm. Everyone, it's time. This is why this Sag season, like, for Sag New Moon, but you guys can still do it. It's perfect to do vision boards. Like, you should do
vision. I have no vision. Do you not hear the words coming out of my mouth?
You like cute things. Like, sometimes I feel like you don't even have to have, like, a proper vision. You just need to... okay, boom. This Sag season, guys, we're connecting to our creativity, our passions, our beliefs. You don't have to have, like, just a vision to clear. Like, sometimes you just... or, like, you know, dipping into your creativity and something appears. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes you just don't know and it just comes together when you're connecting.
Like, what something. Do I do? Like, I saw Brett Monrock open one of his presents and it was a pink keyboard. And then I went on Amazon and put that same pink keyboard in my cart because I, like, used to teach myself how to play stuff because I know how to play. But it's pink. So, like, is that creative? Should I buy it?
Maybe it's inspiration, because that's another thing of Sag.
Should, like, I buy
he
it?
Inspired. He inspired you.
It's only $80.
Do you remember how to play the piano?
Yes. I then played the it. Piano for because the kid. I played yes. Baby Shark. I looked up, like, the notes, and I played Baby Shark.
You should, because I think what's big about this time is just creating, I mean, connecting to your creative side, but also inner child.
Okay, so, like, I'm going to buy the pink keyboard and give an update next time on my...
She's going to play a song live.
I taught myself a Mariah Carey song when I was young. Like, I was listening to it, and I was, like, doing my fingers, like, with the notes. And then I, like, found it on the piano, and I could, like,
that's
play
really
a Mariah
cool.
Carey song. Yeah.
And I think that just tapping back into that, learning something new. Because I feel like that this Gemini Mars retrograde is kind of, you have to teach yourself something that you probably already knew.
Mm-hmm.
But over type thing.
Okay, so that'll justify that. I think I'll wait and buy it with my Christmas money.
Yeah,
but
don't get it now. Get it
stay
after,
tuned.
Like, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I'm so excited.
You
I
should.
Want it right now.
I think it's going to be really fun.
It's
I think
pink.
It's something that's really cool. I need to get a picture. You didn't show me that. This is the first time
it's on
this.
Brett Monrock's story. He had his assistant, like, buy him presents for every day that he opens. And so far, he's been pretty... not
he's
satisfied. He's been not satisfied with them because it's been a lot of puzzles, and he's like,
"I'm dead."
Our definitions of, like, fun is not the same.
Wait, he didn't give him a list?
No, he told us to, like, buy me, like, stuff.
I am screaming.
Yeah.
But no, I think this is a very inspirational time. I still think you should do a vision board.
But, like, what's the vision?
I don't know. Like, I did a vision board. There was really no, well, for me, where I want to see myself in the next couple years.
Okay, so, like, what's on yours?
Mine was, like, I put a lot of stuff of where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cute.
Right?
I didn't know it was pink, that pink. I thought it was
pink.
Hot pink. That's really cute, actually. You need that, actually.
Right?
That fits the theme.
Like, look at it.
No, that's hot.
It's so
baby
cute.
Baby Ashley, who used to play the piano, would have, like, died. I probably would have stuck
to me, too.
To
I would
have
kept playing. If they had gotten me a pink piano,
you
I would have kept
I
playing.
I used to, like, draw on my piano to make it cuter. Like, I just,
oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Mine was, like, mine is, like, a real, like,
no,
piano, like, a piano. So, it was, like, don't mess this up.
It was like that, but it was black. We still have it up. But it's, like, I used to draw on the keyboards. Like, I would draw the letters on it, but also, like, make it cute because, like, mm-hmm. that made me, like, want to use it. Yeah. So, yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah. You have to make something cute. Like, you like cute things. So, like, mm-hmm. even just doing something just to be like, I want to make something cute. Like, it would be inspirational. Like, I really okay. didn't have a vision. I was just like, I want where I want to be in the next couple years, but also, like, cute things that I that are me, very my aesthetic, and maybe that manifests too because, like, you never know.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, more like manifesting. I see Sag season more on, like, let's manifest. Like, let's do something. Instead of having things in your head, like, let's kind of put it out there and create something.
Okay.
Even TV. I've been watching a lot more TV this Sag season, which I find a big connection to Sag energy and television. Like, visions, like, you see things, like, they create, like, movies even. Like, how, like, a movie is a really cool thing. Like, people really have, like, an idea of something. And, like, to just
have you ever watched American Psycho?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to come over here and watch American Psycho.
Is it scary?
You're going to be like, but, like, no. It'll be like when we watch Scream. You'll be okay.
Okay. And, you know, that was kind of scary at times for me.
I know, but it's nothing, like, jumping out. Mm-hmm. He's just, like, killing Psycho? People. No. Mm-hmm. But, like, I have it. I own it. So, like, we just need to watch
it. Is it a good movie? Like,
it is important.
Cinema?
Mm-hmm.
And that's big. I love important cinema. I love good movies and good television.
Yeah. Like, we also should watch The Godfather at some point.
Oh, my God, please. Because I see how it's connecting to White Lotus, which is another great example of great television. Mm-hmm. Love it. But, yeah, there's a lot of connections to The Godfather.
There's a business card scene in American Psycho that really just describes men. And so, like, I need you to see it. So you, like, the same way I made you watch Devil's Advocate. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like, there are things that, like, it's just...
which is... Devil's Advocate was a good one, too. Mm-hmm. I connect that a lot now.
Thank you. Right? It's so relevant, especially in these dark times, because it's happening.
Gives perspective. Like, mm-hmm. that's another thing why I like about movies and TV and things like that. Like, just watching, like, a reality TV show, that's why people are like, oh, my God, it's fake. Why do you watch TV? My...
But it's like, people living their lives. It's people,
and I promise you, you watch it, and sometimes you see other people. Like, they, you know, like, you can see yourself in other people, but also, like, seeing something and you're like, it gives you a different perspective over something. Like, mm-hmm. oh wow, when they put it like this, blah blah blah. Like, that's why I think people should engage in reality television a little bit more, because sometimes you can actually
there are standards.
Listen, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you to watch Bad Girls Club to find yourself in there. Like, listen, but be serious. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things, like even some dating shows, like that are like obviously working towards like actual growth and things, like, and they have like people there to talk to, like therapists and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. some of us could actually catch a self-help lesson from a television show. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't know. That's the vibe I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of like healing and a lot of like perspective from just a lot of things. Even just like the Harry and Meghan documentary. I've been getting a lot of things to like watch documentaries.
The Miss Cleo one is coming on next week.
Miss Cleo,
the psychic.
There's a one for her. Uh-huh. Are you dumb?
On HBO Max next week.
And
Raven is in it. Gas.
No, people literally call me Miss Chloe. Like, are you serious? What day?
I think it's the 15th. The same day the rest of the Meghan and Harry drops. Miss Chloe. Cleo.
Not Chloe. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, that's so sad.
Because, like,
that is so sad.
I know. Because, like, the government was, because the all the money, I don't know, the government tried to say that it was fraud because they were saying, like, you know, it's not real, so like you're defrauding people, like, and I just,
justice for psychics.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Raven,
but I mean at the same time it's like I wouldn't know what was really going on, like,
I mean,
behind
the
scenes, like with
the
company
too.
That had her doing that, faking an accent and everything, like, it's very interesting.
I definitely want to watch that because one, justice for psychics, and like, it's so funny that you bring that up because before this I was thinking, like, Sagittarius, like, Raven's a Sag, and on the show she has to be a Sag.
Isn't her birthday
too.
Like today?
Is it? That'd be so funny.
It's,
I
like
don't know.
It's around now. If it's not today, it's
that'd
like
be really
now.
On brand. Happy birthday, Raven. She's an icon, and I love her with all my heart.
Big dun, that's dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's today.
Happy birthday! I love her.
Wow, my memory just
on it.
holds on to birthdays for some reason. But yeah.
Because Raven was such a Sag and that's so Raven, the whole...
And she did the Miss Cleo thing. That's why did. I was like, good thing they called her, because she was my connection to
I really even think she's a psychic in real life, Raven, but we don't have to get into it, but... We don't, because that's just me just being a Sag Venus myself, just putting something out there. But it's just like... Just the show, the concept of it, I feel like it's just very on-brand, similar to maybe... Well, even though she said she was... Which I believe she was obviously acting. It's not her. But it's just, like, the whole having visions, doing too much, trying to overcompensate, and then whatever. But she's doing it out of the kindness of it. A lot of Sages are like that. And I just love that because... And I just love the whole black psychic, like, young girl, like... I just love it. Just love that So Raven and her Sag ass. Shout out to Raven Baxter and Raven Simone. What's her real last name? Isn't it like start with a P? Don't know it. But Raven Simone. And Miss Cleo, because like icons. Yes.
Right.
Visionaries who just see it. I just love, that's what I like about Sag, if any. I mean, I do like Sag. We have, they have their cons. But.
Oh, you like, let me not,
I mean,
say
as a Sag
that.
Venus, I do love that. Enjoy most of the part of myself as a Sag. I have my cons of my Sag Venus.
As someone who's seen one up close and personal, I'm like not the biggest fan. I think they're like good friends. And maybe, like, when they're older, like, Jay-Z, for example, like, maybe now he, like, gets it, but, like, he was really just doing
huge,
too much, dragging Beyonce through too much.
Huge egos. The ego on Sag,
they can't stop cheating.
Sag
Make
men.
Them stop cheating, Offset. Let me not speak ill of Offset in a time like this, but, but, you know, because I know he's going through things, and I feel for him on that, but he could stop cheating on that girl.
Did
that would help.
Scorpio season? Anyway, yes, his cheating ass, but, like, heal. But, like, I agree, because they get to a point, like, I wouldn't be surprised to say in the future, Offset crosses fingers and toes, finally sits his ass down. And sees what he has and all this and that, because I always
this might make him realize.
No, because what I say about Sages, and I truly believe it, they are the ones who actually get it. Like when it comes to like needing to learn their lessons, like Capricorns, they be going through it. Don't get me wrong, but I promise Sages be getting it. Like they're the ones who actually pay for some reason. Like they are either extremely lucky or extremely unlucky, and I feel like they have to get to a point where they have to be like present and pay attention to be able to get on that track. To continue to get their blessings.
No, they're definitely fun friends. Because I'm thinking of, like, the Sagittarius women that I know. They're,
like... They're a good time. That's what I said.
Shout out to y'all.
No, I enjoy my Sag part, my Sag side, because I swear it makes me have more of, like, a good time. Like, I'm going to be the bitch that will get on top of a stage and dance, like, if I'm drunk enough. And I only think that's my Sag in me that would really push me to do that. It's definitely not my Capricorn nor my Libra.
I would do that.
Well, I don't think it's my Capricorn and my Libra. I feel like it's more... Because I feel like that would keep me more in my head. Maybe also yours is placed differently in your chart. Like you're, it's in your third house. Like you might be a little bit more, your Capricorn in to be like, yeah, let's do it. When I'm like in my seventh house, like, no, what do people think? Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, mutables. That's why I enjoy mutables. I feel like mutables are too changing and versatile and flexible to actually care a lot about little things that may happen, which I appreciate from them. And I think that's what makes them happy. Except Mia from Potomac. She's a bad friend and she's a Sag. She sucks.
She's a Sagittarius. Yes. Oh, Nicki Minaj is terrible.
And that's what I'm saying. There's a lot that a lot of them.
My
that
dream
suck.
Would be for like Barb's to find me and give me hate online because I hate Nicki Minaj. Oh, like I don't know, something about it would just really get me going. I wouldn't argue back with them, but like it would just
they're really
they're so bothered. Like I'm just like, why are you so bothered?
It's not even that they get really bothered; they overreact.
Nicki Minaj is the worst. Like I'm so mad at her because she's like talented and really like was like the female rapper of our generation. Like
she
shitted it away. Like, not only by marrying a sex offender,
but by being
an asshole. Yeah. Like you don't like any of these new rap girls unless they
Except
live inside your asshole.
See how JT, another kind of not all the smart Sagittarius, just tweet, you know, like queen. Like, they're just in her ass. Like, it's like you have to be, like, with Sagittarius, like, they're either groupies or need groupies. Like, they need you to think that they're, like, king. Like, mm-hmm. when they believe how they are, their opinions is
it's
law.
So
and
weird.
I can't get with a Sag like that. You got to be a little more open-minded. Like, your beliefs can't be and all be. Like, her, she seems like, especially she has a Virgo moon, so I feel like it just ups it a little bit too much. Like, she must hate herself, and it just projects so bad.
Conversely, my grandfather's a Sagittarius with a Virgo moon, and he's amazing. But he, I think...
I don't know what's in her chart
has that gotten himself
because
together.
Because I personally like when people have their sun square their moon. Because I feel like at times, they grow with time. So that's why I'm confused why Onika
is 40 and not reversing. Growing. Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. I'm sure she was not, like, the best in her young age, but she's young. It's the money. And that's another topic we're going to get at. The money. Because that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a matter of time for Sagittarius when they block their own blessings and they go straight to hell with it. She mm-hmm. was being blessed. Blessed. Nicki Minaj only went around like she made her own lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then shits on it when she lets other things, money, power, whatever it may be.
I think
be
it started
case.
With Mariah.
Jealousy. Hello.
It's- like you're both judging American Idol. Like you're both here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue? Like, what's the big
Nikki
to do?
Was, I swear it was Nikki the issue.
I think they can both be a problem in their own way. But, like, as the younger person, like, you, the same way that you want these little girls to, like, come to you and be
right.
humble and blah, blah,
that's
you couldn't do the same thing for everybody else. You
because
couldn't do it for Kim. You couldn't do it for anybody. Like,
we could have had more up out my face. You cannot tell me.
Up out my face was a, what do you call it? Like a turning point in my life.
Yeah.
Like I remember being
right
on
now.
The phone. Me and Brownie used to talk on the phone watching MTV music videos on MTV Jams and MTV Hits. And I remember that video, iconic. I know every word
yes.
to that song.
Me
like
too.
It is such a good. And they just messed it up.
Messed it up. I remember as a kid seeing that, like, this crossover, like, this is nuts. I didn't think I needed this. Like, instantly obsessed. Instantly. Even I didn't even notice the loser Nick Cannon was in that music video. Like, it didn't matter.
Hasn't life changed?
So much. Because, like, what lifetime
everything is different
was
now.
Nicki Minaj, I mean, not Nicki Minaj, Nick Cannon with Mariah Carey.
Bro, when that man was here, he made me watch on Peacock. They have that. Remember Kevin Hart had a
yes.
show, The Real Husbands of Hollywood?
Yes.
He forced me to watch some of it. And the first one is, like, they're at Nick Cannon's house, and he's married to Mariah, and Kevin Hart is like, where's Mariah? Why don't you ever let me, like, see Mariah? All this. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, remember when?
How is Nick Cannon real?
I don't know.
Because I don't understand his, like, legacy. Like, to see how he started off in that little movie with Christina Milian, to be Nick Cannon, the host of Masked Singer.
No, to be before that, to be like whatever position he had at Nickelodeon,
that
like
too,
the chairman
yeah.
of like the Teen Nick, like
that
he made
so
bank.
True.
He was doing so good.
He's a,
and then you just start getting weird because you have a breeding kink. Like, it's weird.
Oof.
It's weird.
That's,
because
that's a kink that I'll shame breeding.
Because
breeding
okay,
kink, because we don't. It's too much, guys.
One of the baby mamas did a. Did Shan Boodram's podcast
mm-hmm. I
and
do,
I
yeah.
listened to it and I was like, this is like fascinating and also sounds like exactly what I thought it was mm-hmm. where it's like he just wants to have all these women mm-hmm. and they are telling themselves
yeah.
that they're fine with the situation but like something is upsetting her like something like is something was still off and I'm like because it can't like it's one thing to, like, have a child of your, father of your child who you're not in a relationship with versus, like, he is
just
fathering all
off.
These other people. Like, it's, like, he can't focus on you and the kids you have
yeah.
with him. He's focused on 20 different people.
Literally.
Like
I said, dropping his sperm off and leaving.
It's...
I don't understand it.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, why?
And, like, she said at one point, she was like, okay, like, we don't need to do... Like, she didn't want the situation anymore, and he, or like, wanted to date other people or something, and he was like, no, like, something was off, like, something was off, where, like, she was like, okay, maybe not this, and he was like, no, like, this is good, or like, trying to convince her to stay. But, like, stay to what? Like, you're not in a real relationship.
Said, that he was trying to keep her to stay.
Like, he want, yeah, like, he was like,
he just wants to have,
no, like, I like you, and, like, this is, like, all this.
He wants to have just sister wives. Like, he wants to have several women who want to be with him, and he impregnates them whenever he wants. Because some of the girls are the same girls that he's impregnating. Like, they just.
Yeah, she already had a kid with him and was pregnant. So
it just sounds like bullshit and manipulation. Like, he's a Libra with Scorpio placements. He's manipulating, and also will get to, with the money. I promise you, even some of these women, he even told them, like, you know, your kids, the legacy that they have, you know, the money I have, you know, it's like, I feel like they think it's something to have their last name canon. What is wrong with people? Because I feel like, what I mean, but also it goes back to maybe people are just having different values when it comes to when they want to, how they want to live their lives.
And, you know, it's fair to want to do whatever you want to do, live your life how you want to live it. But I just think that, like, there's not as much thought going into, like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of long-term planning. Like, realistically, like, your kid grows up where they see their dad, like, once a month, a couple times a month. Like, that kind of sucks, no? Like, even though my parents didn't end up together, they were still together when I was, like, a baby. Right. And I know people have where that doesn't happen, but they can at least split the time up better. Like, it sucks that he...
He literally probably lives, like, across
country. Yeah, he's fine being... He wants to be in their lives. This is the difference. Because people have dads who don't want to be in their life and leave, whatever. Yeah, he wants to be in their life, but he has so many kids at this point that it's not realistic that he can be, like, as good of a dad as, like, what the kid deserves to have. And I think that, like, that is not being thought about. Like, yeah, anything could happen, whatever, but you're planning for your kid to have a life where they're sharing their dad with, at this point, 10 to 12 other siblings at this right now. Who knows what will happen years to come. Like,
literally, he's cheaper by the dozen.
And even though you have multiple kids with, like, the same people, they still, you know, like, even though, like, I have one dad and I have a brother, he still had to, like, you know, you still have to try to have a relationship with each child. It's not like, with this baby mama. Like, if I only have 5 baby mamas, then, like, even though I have 50 kids, like, that's still not, the math isn't adding up.
Literally, dads will have 2 kids and they don't even have a relationship. Like, it doesn't make sense, and that's why.
And he still got to work.
I know, and that's why I'm thinking to myself, when that poor child unfortunately passed away of his, like, I thought maybe it would be like, okay, like, because when you're talking about, you're just doing, there's no plan, because the plan is, like, you will have a kid, and you never know what could happen, and that's where I think more about kids, like, my own way, because I know I have my own values of what I want, or certain things that I want to have a child, and I know it's all different from other people, but everything that's not, you know, different or unique is that you can birth a child that can come with a lot of things that require so much more. Like, just even have a child who has special needs, like, that requires, like, so much more. Like, it was that planned about?
Job has made me realize that I don't care if the baby has a penis or a vagina. Healthy is really the goal, because there's so much that, like, could happen.
That's why that topic, you didn't watch this season, I think I talked to you about it, of Love is Blind, and this person on there, Nancy, she's a speech pathologist, I think, so she deals with children who are, you know, struggling with all that, and she was like, if she was pregnant and knew that her kid was being born with some form of special needs, like, she would have an abortion. And the idiot that she was matched up with, who was just a gaslighting fart, was like outrage and all, blah 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 blah. And I guess he's valid in his feelings and stuff like that, sure, but, like, when she was talking about it, I'm like, absolutely, I understand. Like, and that's why he was just so annoying, because, like, just even her explaining it would make sense to why she would have those feelings, actually being hands-on dealing with the children, with the difficult, it's not just, he's all talking about, we'll just have to deal with it, we're prepared, we have the strength. You can have all the mental strength up the wazoo. It is
nothing prepares you for that.
Nothing. And all these, that's why I said television gave me so much perspective. A typical, What's that show that I hate? Everything's gonna be okay, and I hate
that show.
Please, if you have nothing to do, go on the Hulu.
Even if you have a lot to do,
okay, watch it while you work. Everything's gonna be okay on the Hulu.
Perfect iconic
television. And mm-hmm. I hate that we will not have another episode, another season, because great television and gives you a lot of understanding of how challenging it is to deal with people. Who, children who...
Even high functioning.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. they do it so perfectly. Do it so perfectly.
I think that...
Because it's a lot.
I mean, I feel the same way. We talk about it at work. Like, if you knew your kid was going to have some of these severe issues, like, what would you do? Like, I'm so sorry. I'm canceling that. Because the goal is that your kid outlives you. But if your kid needs you to live, like, what are you going to do? And then quality of life is important as well. I think that states that have, this is just a plug for, physician-assisted suicide when you're terminally ill and shit. That's, like, something that we really, as a society, don't want to talk about, death and stuff. We talked about this at work the other day. We were talking about funerals being cremated versus not and all this stuff, and I was like, these are the convos that I live for. But like, yeah, I was like, this is really getting me going. What a great way to start the day. Like, I was like, this is great.
Meanwhile, 8:30,
right?
Funeral or cremation,
literally. So like, I think that we need to like discuss this more as a society, because like, I understand people who, all respect to the people who keep children who they know are gonna have certain things,
absolutely.
But there are certain things that I think that it is cruel and unusual, because there are certain like disorders, birth defects that like they know about ahead of time, where you could have a safe abortion, but the kid is not gonna live more than like a month, like those type of things. I'm like, why are you? And people use their religion, and we have to get into that, because
happy Saturday.
Okay, wait, let me sit up. Okay. Like, I just feel like that is cruel, in my opinion. If it's not your opinion, then okay, whatever, we can agree to disagree.
It's my opinion.
Okay. But like, I just feel like it's cruel to like bring a child into the world that all they're gonna do is feel pain.
Yeah.
Like, if you can avoid that, then like,
I think you should take that option if you can.
It is what it
so
is.
It's hard when people feel like that, you know, they can't do it,
or like to tell people that they're not.
Yeah,
here we go. Let's get into it.
Don't,
Supreme
yeah,
Court
tell
to tell people
yeah.
that they're not allowed.
Right.
It's like,
that's the bump.
You're allowed to do whatever feels right to
yeah.
you. If it feels right to you to like birth a child who's only gonna feel pain, then do you, boo. Do whatever you gotta
but
do.
Someone shouldn't
but
be
like,
telling
no
you.
One should be able to say that I have to do that.
Yeah.
The same way you don't want someone to tell you that you have to terminate
right.
that. Like, we
Best.
All should be able to just do within reason whatever we want, especially when it comes to like your own body and like
yes.
a child that you created and whatever. Which, I mean, if Nick Cannon and these women are okay with like bringing up their children in these situations, then like, okay. But I just
wish we didn't see it. See, my thing is,
I don't
want to
know about
it. I would never sit and have an argument and talk to Nick Cannon and tell him what he's doing
no.
wrong, because I don't have one time to care. And three,
I don't got
it's just like that man, like that's his life to live. Like, I can't tell nobody, especially he ain't doing nothing. You know, my whole thing, the sad jumps, morals. Like,
mm-hmm.
if it's morally okay.
Yeah,
because
they're agreeing to it and
exactly.
they know
There's
about
consent.
The other people and all that.
Right.
It just, for me, hearing her talk about it, she didn't sound as
yes.
happy with it as
because
he tries to make it seem like
yeah.
everyone is like cool with it. Like, I don't know. She sounded like she wasn't fully cool with the situation, but then is pregnant currently. So it's like,
people are more transparent than they think they are. Is what I've like. People think, you know, they have the script on and they're talking, or they want to also believe, which is very big on Sad Season with the delusion. That's the one thing. That's why I'm with
She's it. Being very honest, and I appreciate that.
At
I think
least, but
if that's like how I think, but she was also saying that like, she wants to have one day like a partner
yeah.
who's there and all of that.
And she knows, and then she can't have that.
And then like the consideration of like, but you have these kids with this other person and
yeah.
all of that. Like, she's, I was like, this is a good conversation.
Yes.
you know, shout out to Shannon and her podcast. Like, she's good. Like, it's a good combo.
Because it's not like even these people, because there's certain things, like, why give certain people the platform that are idiots? But, like, to some people, there's literally, this is not, like, in some cultures, like, this isn't far off. Like, being for real. Like, there are people who this is not, it's just, like, life for them. So, this is different to all our culture. So, it is definitely shaking things up. You know, Americans are more free. I say this with quotation, guys. But, like, compared to other countries that have no choice when it comes to certain things like that. So, it's great to have the, you know, to talk and discuss. I wish that it wasn't shown to us in a way through social media, because social media just makes everything 10 times worse. I don't know if I would want to see in a newspaper every day that he is having kids.
Another one.
But, right. Like, I don't know, but it's just more the way that it, maybe it's not even just, even if we just knew it, whatever, but it's just the way that people, the discourse.
I was going to say, the discourse is interesting.
The discourse makes
like,
it
sickening. To hear her talk about it, that discourse
because
is interesting.
Because it's coming out of her own mouth, it's her own truth.
Yes.
Which goes to the Harry and that, and Harry and Meghan situation, which is like, them coming up talking about their truth, because the news will go out there and the social media would just run
rampant.
No,
when she said people have written books
about her
that I've never met, I was like, yeah, bitch, I too would be on the Netflix spilling all of the tea.
And I'm glad she dropped it on Sag. I'm glad people are dropping stuff like that during Sag season to talk about their truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Lizzo. Like, did her documentary. This is the season of documentaries, guys. Looked for the truth. Like, I think social media, like, is a great way to communicate, get
Did
stuff.
You see North and her friend went to, like, a Lizzo concert and were, like,
yes.
backstage? I was like, isn't this funny? Because North's dad, like, said that Lizzo was, like... Anyway. No. It's not worth getting into that. But I just thought that it was interesting.
I did see them on the TikTok doing a dance for Lizzo. Mm-hmm. That's all I saw on Lizzo.
And all I could think is Lizzo's a good person, because I
very much so.
Would
I love
have
Lizzo.
Declined.
Shout out Lizzo.
Shout out to Lizzo. Shout out to Lizzo for shouting out all those women on stage that day. That was nice. She's
did
like
you see Little Miss Flint.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I think that so what I
crying on
so
television?
What I hate, and this is like what I always say, like, oh, I was gonna bring up Brittany, how do you say her last name?
Griner.
The fact that her wife, like, was in law school and all this happened, and she, like, graduated with her law degree while all of this is happening, and the fact that she's had to, like, advocate and all of this, and all these mothers of all these people who died at the hands of the police having to, like, become advocates for this stuff and having to, like, have a platform and whatever. I feel the same way about this little girl in Flint. Like, she was a baby who was just like, we need clean water and whatever, and now she's like just like and if that is your ministry, then that's your ministry and whatever, but like it's too much pressure to put on a child.
How
like her
she?
Trying to fundraise, she's like 14, 15
she's not
now.
I broke my heart seeing her on that show, like
crying because she couldn't raise money for a toy drive. Like, why does she have to be the one to like bear all of that? Just seems a bit much. I also wanted to say about Brittany, what is it?
Griner. I did not know her
Griner.
Wife was in
but
law
like
school doing this.
I kind of love that like all this shit worked out when Mercury went into Capricorn. Like, they had already offered the deal and you took all this time. Mercury had to go into Capricorn for y'all to get it together, Russia, and be like, yeah,
good for her, but like I hate
isn't that weird though, like that she was in law school and got a law degree like
insane.
Actively as this shit was popping
off
and still graduated like cum laude or something.
How?
I don't know,
like I was thinking to myself the day that Britney was freed, I was like, that would be just so, I was talking to my dad about it and my dad was like, that's just very heartbreaking and crazy and disgusting.
It's crazy,
and, you know, like
she had to have her birthday in a Russian jail.
That's awful. And they put her in a penal
I know.
Colony at
I know.
First. Like, how? Like, I would probably die of a heart attack just, like, being in...
You really don't speak the language. That alone.
And being...
Like, I don't even know
and
what's
like,
happening.
Ethan told me the other day, I think Russia just made it illegal to be gay again. Like, or... Like, what year are we in? But, like, do you know in Qatar where, like... Oh, my God. Did you hear, like, there's, like, a journalist, like, that was at the World Cup and stuff like that? He's, like, a sport journalist that mysteriously died. A gay man, like a American journalist, sport journalist.
Is that real?
No, it's real. No, I watched it.
I have a whole shtick about this World Cup in Qatar.
Oh, well, no. The World Cup in Qatar is awful. Like, 7,000 people died. Migrant workers died making the dams.
Yes.
It's not a good thing. Like,
I know, but then they're also... The American media was very much so putting, like, this weird spin on, like, the experience people were having while they're there. When, like, the people who are there having, like, a good experience because there's no drinking and all of that. And so they're, like, I saw, like, this guy saying that he goes to the World Cup, like, every time and brings his family or tries to. But normally it's, like, a bad situation because, you know, they're drinking and then everyone's aggressive and blah, blah, blah. But, like, this one is very much so, like, family friendly because they're just, like, they're being normal, enjoying a sporting event instead of being drunk off their ass. Yeah. I've seen women saying, like, that it's nice being there because no one is, like, catcalling them. And, like, all of this stuff. And, like... But then, like...
It's illegal to be gay there.
I know that. And I know that all the stuff about how they had... How they were, like, it's too hot to have it in the summer. But we're gonna make these people work in the summer anyway. It's just fucked up. Like, it should not have been... I mean, even the fact that they had to, like, basically build a whole city to have this. And then what do you do after that? I don't know. It's all ridiculous.
It's corrupt.
I'm just saying that, like, the media, the Western media has been trying to act like, because it's a Muslim country, trying to act like it's, like, not a good time. But people were having, like, a decent time.
I don't know if that's the case, because it's still, like, questionable, because it could be, like my mom said, like, a heart situation. Like, it was, like, random. Like, he just randomly died. But they're thinking it may have been connected to his sexuality and stuff like that, him being targeted. But also, I don't know too much about that to know. All I know is, like, the World Cup should not be this late. And it was a force for them to have it in Qatar. And it was just morally not right.
I have to, like, take a picture of myself making a funny face right now for a scavenger hunt. So, like, ignore me. Like, keep talking. No. Okay, wait. I can't do it. I'm going to have to take an L on that first one. Because I can't right now. Anyway.
I didn't know what to say.
It was so random. I'm
very
so sorry.
Spontaneous.
Anyway. Yeah. Qatar. I don't know. The World Cup, like, FIFA's corrupt. Like, there's a lot wrong.
There's a lot morally corrupt right now.
Yeah. The morally corrupt Faye Resnick. Anyway. The morally corrupt Lisa Rinna. Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about the notes I took on men.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So now we're going to have a segment called A Love Letter to Men. Okay? Brutally
by
honest.
Kayla Blank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I had notes about, like, my anger towards men, and this, like, came out of Takeoff being shot and Drake randomly attacking women in his album that flopped again. Gloria, Hallelujah.
Yes, exactly. More better. Gloria, Hallelujah. Please remove yourself from that Yellow Bone Thoughts grip, because
she's next.
It's just a cycle, and you don't want to get into that cycle.
Okay, so I said most men want to impress other men. They want approval from each other. They want other men to know that they have money and get bitches, etc., etc. They're not trying to impress us.
Nope.
I saw a tweet that said, men are so busy building generational wealth and all of this, and meanwhile are not looking for a partner to have children with.
Who are they doing it for?
For other men. They do everything they do. Do women know about cars, realistically?
No.
Like, no.
They just know if the car is hot because... You know, they just know that is, or know the brand, or like, not a brand.
They know, like, the brand is expensive.
Like, the one that got the stars on the ceiling.
Yeah, like, you see? The bitch don't even
know. Exactly, the one, like, that got the star, that's what they be saying.
Only men know about cars and horsepower and whatever else they care about a car for. We don't know about that. Like,
some people, like, I guess from Potomac, people like to race those cars, like women. I would never. I don't know.
No, that's, I think that they just like being in a fat, like, because it goes fast and it accelerates quickly. And I think that that's, like, fun. That's, like, fun. But, like, anyway, they're doing it all to impress each other.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah. Next. When Drake first dropped, oh, my God. As said when Drake first dropped, I was in middle school, so I blame the real grown-ups for letting this happen. And that is something that I think people like 10 years older than us need to take accountability for. Yeah. Drake, because how did we get here?
But I do feel that some of the people that are Drake's peers have actually matured.
Yes.
So I think they just left him and actually went and raised their own families and did their own thing.
I agree.
And thought Drake was going to follow suit.
And he did not.
Instead, he continued to be the same age.
Yes.
And is trying to be relevant by attaching himself and becoming a clout chaser.
Amen. But at the same time, like, I just find it disheartening that no one who was, for instance, older than Drake, like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You didn't hear him rapping about all of these. I mean, each song has an interlude to a girl, like name dropping, all this. And you didn't pull him aside and say, this is weird.
Or at least say something like that's whack or weird. Like, mm-hmm. I wish more rappers, males specifically, spoke up against like other men like rapping about other women so
but
much.
This goes to the fact that men have terrible friends. No, like they're not holding each other accountable
and
at all.
Even the male rappers, they don't do, because there is some solidarity in women's rap. Even if some people want to disagree, there is definitely 1000% something. I could see that, because there's some idiots who want to be with into solidarity with Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. So there's some form. Hello. Mm-hmm. With the men, it's just they blindly just support one another. It does not even matter, and they don't stand up or hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as male rappers fighting against each other, because there's no one's on no one's side. It's just they're over there just for the money over. There's no passion in it. That's why I like women's rap.
They want to be rappers so they can get money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who was actually a rapper? Let's say we talk about Jay-Z, we talk about Kendrick Lamar, who are actually talented, who had that gift, who it's more than just the money.
Kanye
before he got where he is. Mm-hmm. At the time when he began, it's about the passion. Who else? Tyler, the Creator. Like, I can name people who, Mac, like these people who were like actually like had the
creative
skill, the talent, their artists, the visionary people, other people. Who else? Like Kodak Black.
But that's the thing. I think that, yes, and I think that people gave Drake too much credit at the time for doing the sing rap situation. But I also think that, like, as a, yeah, 40's a good producer.
That too.
Whoever, I mean, he had a good pen. I feel like now
Scorpios have good pens.
That can go down
to the toilet, though.
Yeah,
he definitely had one. Some of the stuff on Take Care. Hello.
So Take Care is a work of art, but at the same time, if you listen to the words, some of those songs, it's really upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
I said all he ever did was drag unsuspecting women into his songs, and that's all he continues to do. He gets mad and retaliates against women who do not want to be with him or don't want to fuck with him, and that is contributing to rape culture. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's weird. Like, at this point, like, you're going to talk about Ice Spice because you flewed her out and she didn't want to touch you. She's, like, 20 years old.
Shout out my little sister, Ice Spice. My Capricorn sister.
And Georgia Smith. Do you know,
Justice for Georgia.
Okay.
Don't get me started, because y'all like to talk about my light-skinned sister. Mm-hmm. Talking about, oh, she cannot sing. She can't hit those notes. I disagree badly.
I disagree.
Because she can fucking sing.
And the pen is good, too.
Mm-hmm. It got ink in it.
Yeah.
Okay. It shows up. She sings. She got it. I like the girl. And I swear on everything I know that y'all don't like her, because around that time she was going up there, because you cannot tell me she didn't play a huge part in that More Life album. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I swear that Drake was showed up in my little Apple Music thing is because I still listen to Georgia's interlude and the one Get Together. That is my shit. She ate that up. She really gave it to him. And she didn't give him what he wanted. And he made sure to have her life be, try to ruin her life. Because it made no sense why people didn't like her. Mm-hmm. What was not to like? She was had the thickness, light skin, little cute girl. Like, that's, who was that? Like, that's Ice Spice. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I love Ice Spice. Don't get me wrong. But it's just like, this is what people, they tell you who to like. Yeah. Yet they did not like her. It's because he really, around that time, he planted it into y'all's ears subconsciously and head subconsciously not to like her.
So Jaded is like a
literally
really
about
is
her.
Like the worst, like it's pretty terrible,
disgusting.
And I always knew that.
Ty
and
Dolla
I was
Sines
always
over here
and I was always upset about it. But then last night I find out that she is my age and was literally born in the 1997, and I now am extra offended.
Yes.
Because that album came out in 2018.
Yes.
We were 21 years old. So everything that happened was when she was 20 maximum. And so you, as a grown-ass man with a child, because that's the same album where it's like, I'm a dad now, haha. So at the same time as you're becoming a father, you want to come at somebody else's child like that? Like, stop being fucking weird.
Literally, she, and he wanted,
Fucking weird. Why do men think that they're entitled to our vaginas? What's the reason? Men with money, men with clout, men who think they're something, think that all the bitches want them. Guess what? We don't.
That
we
song don't. Makes me sick to my stomach, because you know when he's singing,
people get shot for less. What is going on? And this is that's what I'm saying. Where are the men? Where are the men to be like, hey, yo?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, like, yo. Because needed. If somebody wrote a song about that, like me, about me like that, I'm calling somebody to murk this nigga. Because what is going on?
It makes me sick. That second verse was like, you. Okay, go get him. He's in Toronto.
I thought they were coming for me because I just threatened somebody's life. My
no, he's
God.
Not here.
It's theoretical.
No, I hate the second verse of that when he's like, you brought me to my family, brought me to your family's house for what? Doing all this for what? And I'm just like, damn, this young girl was so young, was like, oh my God, I'm working with Drake. Like, come meet my family. Like, imagine, like, you're someone young, like, he's helping you, you know, because even with all that, people started hating on Georgia, but she got more of an audience from it because people still love, but not her, but per se, but bad publicity is still publicity.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I'm thinking, listening to that song, thinking, like, she's a young girl who's talented, who's like, oh my God, I might be coming up. Like, come meet my family. Like, you did so much for me. Let me share it to you. Like, this, this, and that. And he's going to sit here and thought it was an invite
listen,
to fuck her or be
even
with her.
If she did. Let's say that she was like, oh, like, I like you, come meet my family, like, leading him on or whatever they think we'd be doing.
Right.
Like, let's say she did all of that. And then they come to the deed and she's like, nah. She's allowed to say no. So this is what I'm saying. It's all contributing to rape culture. Because these niggas don't understand that I could be standing butt ass naked in front of you. And if I say, do not touch me, you can't touch me. Like, they get, like, all these dumbass Twitter discussions about things. And they'll be like, you know, like, if I take you out to eat and then we go back to your house, like, what'd you think was going to happen? What do you mean? Maybe I just want to have a fucking conversation. We live in a society where you can't go anywhere unless you're going to spend some money. You can't just sit in the restaurant the whole time. So maybe I want to talk more. Like, who said I have to touch you?
See women as
objects.
Oh
my God. Like, it is so frustrating to me. And then we continue to glorify this man who is, like, doing this on a grand scale. And he is admitting to being toxic and terrible. Like, how many times does he have to tell you?
Do you think Drake is worse than, like, The Weeknd, Party Store? And,
yes. He's worse than Future.
Brent Faiyaz.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because he is consumed by the masses, and he parades himself around like he's some scorned, certified lover boy.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, fuck you. If you're toxic, own that shit. And, like,
stop
acting like everybody did something to you.
I can't speak for, like,
maybe you're the problem. Yeah. Did you ever consider?
I don't think Drake ever, in a way, says that he's a problem. Like, seriously. Like, he'll probably say it in a verse just because it rhymes.
And then, here I go, getting angry. This nigga got famous because of black women. Black women supported his music.
Literally, someone tweeted that, too.
And 40 is talented. But what does Aubrey do? Continue to hate on women who won't fuck him. And he had the audacity to procreate with a white woman just to cornrow the hell out of that baby's hair. Be fucking for real.
It's not even just 40 because he copies everyone. He's like a fucking copycat to everyone's culture. I promise. A lot of stuff that he even makes.
I'm just saying, 40's producing.
Of course, he produces, but even
made us like the beat.
Even the
beat.
The beat on the iPod. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
Because even like some of the stuff he's writing about, like Drake was not that cool boy from Toronto. Convince me. Otherwise.
Wheelchair Jimmy, be fucking for real.
Serious. So I'm like, he's living Jerron's life, which is Party Next Door. I promise to God he is in a basement writing for him, or was at some times. Maybe he's freed, but like everything at one point, even Views. What was the song? One of the songs talking about when I used to have waves or other things like that. And I'm like, did Drake ever have waves back
in
the day?
Even the mob ties and all that. What mob ties you got?
Like, please be serious. He's like a good.
Because now you know people who know people. And that's why a lot of guys too, are
too. They're actors.
Yes, and they're trying to impress each other.
People need to be more comfortable. I saw that tweet and it geeked me. People need to be more comfortable going into community theater.
Yes.
Instead of like doing whatever they do on the TikTok or doing whatever they're doing.
Cut it out.
Real life. It's like you'd be
like, at least Drewski owns that it's a skit. He is doing his community theater for all of us. Okay. Thank you.
Be more like Drewski.
Like, stop trying to act like this is real. This ain't real.
These niggas be really like...
Oh, my God.
Michael just said the other day, like, the only rapper who acts like they're not living a skit is Jay-Z. And I think it's because we don't even see Jay-Z's life fully, but I don't even... He's too old for that.
It's not a skit.
But then again, Diddy also... Because he was talking about Diddy, my cousin, when he said that. And I'm like, yeah, Diddy lives, like, a whole life skit. Like, he wakes up and it's like, action. Like, where's Carisha? Someone get Carisha in camera too. Like, are we kidding?
No, dead ass.
He's not real. Mm-hmm. And then, and scene. Like, that, and it's off. Like, that must have been in the script to say that he had a baby today. Like, is it real even?
You know, they had a table read and they were, yes. You know, going
and
over.
And that's when they say, Carisha, you're going to post that an hour later with that weird looking white lady and that
like,
man.
What is happening?
It's a skit. They're all living a skit.
Anyway, then I go on. We've all seen the work of a vengeful man. Once you piss them off, all of a sudden you have all these flaws and you're a piece of shit and you're ungrateful and you're a bitch, etc., etc. This is the same thing that Drake is doing, just on a bigger scale, and it's pathetic. And
it's really so predatory too.
And then I said, I don't know what to do about the issue of men. It doesn't matter how much we love them or support them, they treat us like dirt. The whole Black Lives Matter movement started because we wanted to support Black men and stop them from being killed. But we do everything for them, and God forbid we criticize them for anything, and all of a sudden, Black women, we ain't shit anymore.
Like, even
me, it's getting personal now. Imagine a man being down on his luck, so you help him because you love him and want him to be the best version of himself. Then you move into a nicer apartment and he's jealous, even though the money that you have that is allowing you to move into the apartment is the same money that's allowing you to help support him in his life through hard times. Literal jealousy. And suddenly you ain't shit and you don't appreciate him. Mess.
I feel like a lot of
what's
men,
wrong with the men?
A lot of women need to realize too that men, I don't think a lot of women think that, well, I think a lot of women now are realizing that men are jealous of them. But back then, I don't think, when I say back then, I'm talking about a year ago. Because I feel like people are just catching on now that men get jealous of women. They think, why would they be jealous of me? I'm a woman. That doesn't mean squat shit. There's so many men that you may not realize that actually hate you bad. Like, and you may not think, well, we're not in the same... No, they are watching everything that you have.
They literally are so... Like, I just feel like...
Like, even...
We've done so much for them. Right. You look at stuff... Like, these protests and shit is Black women in the streets talking... Like, the Black... Like, all this stuff is, like, founded by Black women who are trying to help you.
Right.
And all you do is turn around and shit on us. You can't... And... Like I said, like, God forbid we say one critical thing of Black men, you will see a thread of men saying how women ain't shit, dogging us out and all this, just because we might say, oh, you know, they're not being chivalrous and opening the door.
Perfect example.
Like, what?
The shit with, like, let's say Megan and the Tory thing.
That's another place where these rap niggas are not fucking respectable. Because in what world does a woman get shot and no one goes and murks this leprechaun?
Imagine if the baby was like a real man. He shot someone
Somebody in Walmart in North Carolina and got away with it. You could murk this nigga. What the fuck is wrong?
And imagine how Meg feel. Like, you know, like, this,
but even all of these other people, where's Jay-Z? Where's anyone? Like, no one is protecting us, and we do everything. She did not tell the police what really happened in that moment
to
try to save his dumb ass.
Because even think about it, why did he shoot her? I wish I just knew so I could claim jealousy. I promise you, a lot of these people are so jealous of me. That's what I'm saying. Y'all need to understand that it's not, oh, why would Tory be jealous of Meg?
Like, why wouldn't he be?
Hello? That's
first
why he
of all,
shot her.
First, at the least, she's the height he wishes he was. Let's start there.
That's why.
She's a stallion. He's a leprechaun.
Hello?
Be fucking for
and
real.
That's why he shot. Listen, jealousy. Like, this is what it is. Like, it doesn't matter. You can sit here and It doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, you could do everything for them.
She literally sacrificed his life. He probably
could have saved his life. Uh-huh.
Saved his life, and now she is deeply paying for it. How does that work? Because men are actually, they hate on Meg. They jealous of her, hate her, all the things. They're like, how could this tall lady, you know, lady, dark, you know, I mean, black lady, excuse me. She's talented. She's this. She's gone through so much, yet she is so successful. How? And she got a man that like her? No. They hate her. They hate her bad. The party not even like wild and out enough for me.
Because if I have a nigga, I'm so sorry. Fuck these Twitter fingers, sir. Girl, if you don't pull up on this man, if you don't pull up on this man and beat his ass,
you know,
we're done. Because at this point, I'm going through this by myself. No,
and like, she really is. And I pray for Megan like all the time.
No disrespect to her and her relationship. I'm sure she probably is like, don't do it.
Exactly. I was about to say that. I'm sure she's like, don't engage, which I understand. But like, that's fucking hard. And I pray. And people don't care about women enough for me, because this could have broke her down. Like,
she's living on this earth with no parents.
That's what I'm saying. She's an orphan, and she's not even 26 years old. Exactly. And she. I remember the way in college when she lost her mother, and how I was legitimately heartbroken, because she was actually supposed to go to perform at Towson or something. They were trying to get her, but like, they were like, oh, her mother's sick. And I didn't even know that her mother was like gravely sick. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, she can't do it. I'm like, oh, hopefully something pulls out. You know, like, I mean, like, I hope that she pulls through and da da da. And then like weeks later she passed. And I'm like, are you dead ass? Because mm-hmm. she was only like 23, like she was so young, and she already lost her father. Her father was like in jail a portion of her life. Like, and I think she lost her,
like, one of her grandmothers.
Yeah, shortly after. The mom, it's just tragic as hell. And it's
no
like,
grace. No grace.
No the care. Way that people are so nasty towards her is just so. But then the men would still want to fuck her. I would sit here and talk to a nigga one day, and someday they'll sit here and talk mad shit about Meg, I bet. Mad shit. But if we end the conversation, say, but like, if she came here and was like, I'm trying to fuck, what'd you do?
Well. Exactly.
And that's where are men's morals in, like, what do they believe in? We talk about this sad season. What do they believe?
What do they if you're money, a man power, listening greed, to this, sex, if you could contact acne. Me and let me know what you believe in, because it ain't God. I know that. It's not. It's just not.
They want to believe it's
it
God.
Can't be. And then we get to the takeoff issue. Men shoot each other over things that should have been a fist fight. Okay. Why? Because they're too pussy. Yeah. Like, you are the, like, okay, we need to find a different word besides pussy, because pussy is powerful. It ain't pussy. It's something else. I don't know. I don't have the word at the moment, but they're weak-ass motherfuckers.
Coward. Courage,
cowards.
Courage,
they're cowards. Only a coward shoots
even that's disrespectful
somebody.
To courage.
Hello? They're cowards. Like, you are a coward. All these men that have been shot. What's his name? PNB Rock. All that shit. For what? Nipsey Hussle for what? For what?
It's sickening.
For what? If you're just like, if you're this
cowards.
Down and out, if you're this angry, fight somebody. Yeah. Use your fists. We don't need to be pow pow bang bang. America has a problem, it's guns.
It's guns. And
like,
it's
are you kidding me?
And it's a power problem. Like, people have too much of a power struggle in this country.
The white boy who shot up the club, the gay club, and then his dad goes say, "Oh, I heard he was there," and I was like, "Oh my God, is he gay?" Like, this is what the issue is. This is what the issue is. This dumb gender binary bullshit that you think that, like, you can't express. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, telling men, I love men. I'm saying all of this because I love men. I love masculine energy as someone who's very much very so devoid of it. I love it. Like, it's great.
I need that balance.
I love black men specifically.
Hello.
I, like, they're the coolest. That's why everybody wants them. They're so cool. Like, I love them. But, like,
I wish they knew they were cool.
The society, like,
genuinely knew they were cool.
No, to live in a patriarchy that is telling us that we ain't shit,
right.
But also telling them that they have to do all these dumb things that don't mean anything, and giving them things that they can't express emotion. Oh, don't wear this. Don't do that. Don't be like this. Don't be like, it's too much. At what point are you gonna give it up?
Yeah,
like, give it up. Like, y'all are the ones with the power. Do something about it.
That requires like self awareness.
We can't fix it. This is the problem. I can't, that's the same way I can't love individual men into being better. Yeah. We can't fix this. They gotta fit. Go to therapy. Seek help. Like, it's a problem. You're not happy either.
That's why I really love the song, It's a Man's World, but a woman makes the world go right. Whatever. Because I'm just like, it's a man's world, and men are the ones also the ones that have the key to fix things. Like, as women, we have tried, but you, like you said, you have constantly shitted on us, and we're at least we're self-aware to the point to know why they're. I'm self-aware, and I think you are obviously too, to know that why they're doing that.
Some of the I know 100% yes. why they're doing every single thing that they're doing,
and it's just like, but why they're that level of self-awareness is not there for them though, because they're too busy like. Trying to survive.
And unfortunately, because of like being for black men specifically, for being disenfranchised, of being black on top of everything else that like the patriarchy is throwing at them, yeah. like it's harder for them to get out of it. Like, there are several Absolutely. White men that who have like figured it out,
right? And they have the space to,
but this is the thing we talk about politics, it is not me. Like, they need to talk with each other and help each other and like get together, have a meeting. Like, these so-called progressive liberal white people need to have a meeting to talk to their fellow whites yeah. who are like Republicans and like idiotic
yeah.
and like get them to understand. The same way these white men who have figured things out really need to like make a space for other men to come yeah. figure this shit out. And I know that some of them, like the guy from Jane the Virgin,
who?
Raphael.
Oh my god.
He's like aware, and he has like written a book about like masculinity and like the toxicity of it all and everything. And yeah, writing a book is great, and it's good. I'm not saying it's not. Mm-hmm. It's good. But I just feel like there's more that they can do, and like,
but the thing is, it's
collectively.
Like, because let's say we all have like our own gifts and talents, and his might be like, right, you know, that's how he can communicate, but it sucks to just put it all on him, you know what I mean? So that's why
he's just an example.
No, I'm not, because that's not a lot of examples. So you're saying
there's not,
that's why I'm mm-hmm. saying with him, like him just doing that could be enough if there was more people doing other things, so we there could be just more content.
But there is just not so enough. Much content against it too, like it would take
sad.
It'll take hundreds of years, like, because there's yeah. so much propaganda.
And that's the problem with the internet. Like, I love yeah. the internet, but I honestly also hope to god that in Pluto and Aquarius that it dies, hopefully, like crosses fingers and toes, or at least certain
platforms goes back to just like Google and
simple.
Email
keep
like,
it simple
Google and email,
because
that's all we need.
It's just too much to see like
AOL chat. That's
and then
fun.
You can go chat with someone that you like the same things in a chat where other people can't visibly see it, because it's just too much and too overwhelming. And sometimes people who are not like we say, we pray for the kids, like at least our brains are fully developed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so fearful for the future and the people consuming things on like the TikTok and stuff. Like, TikTok can get really dark and weird, mm-hmm. like really morbid, like very strange, very fast. And mm-hmm. it's like the way that people are consuming it. And I promise you, that's why there's even so much more incels. Like, there's so much more like really sad young men out there because they find each other.
That,
and like,
don't worry, darling, was scary. If we really think about
don't
it.
Don't worry, darling. That's, listen.
If you want to know about the state of men right now, it's on HBO Max.
Okay, because that's the thing. And that's why it's really weird. Olivia Wilde was like, let's do... Like, I don't know. It wasn't really like a whole, like...
It would, for me, it was the only women come in my movie. Like, ma'am, but under what circumstance? Jesus.
I actually rewatched it with my cousins, and it was more understandable.
Not understood.
But more like, as in I saw things happening more like... As it was, you know, when we were watching it in the movie theaters, I was still kind of like, I got it once, like, we got to a point where we realized what was going on. But, like, as I was watching certain things.
Well, that's what happens when you rewatch things, because yeah. you already know the end.
Basically, it's all I'm... Yes.
Oh,
but I
God.
Fell asleep watching it because it's so damn long
it's
already.
It's so long.
But also, it's just, yes, if you really do want to see a movie about incels, watch Don't Worry, Darling.
Jesus.
But I wish there was more, like, of a conclusion of, like, or solution, excuse me, of, like, what
Well,
to
that's
do.
The problem I feel with, like, a lot of these things is that there's no solution. Like, what's next? Like, what do we literally do? Like, what do we literally do?
I don't know. That's why it's just really strange. That's why I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, trying to create my own, like, life, you know, like, do something, like, move. I don't know what I need
to do. I told
you
I want to just live on land with people yeah. I like and just start over, because this is not it. Like, no, this is not it. And I'm not having children that are going to be subjected to thinking these things. If I have kids, they're not going to school. Yeah. Like, I work in school. Don't.
No. I'm definitely homeschooling my kids until maybe they ask for something different. And then maybe I'll try to see. And if it's like, no, then I'm like, no, you can't. Like, I hope to at a point where I have kids that more sense is common. And, like, things are changing actively. And then maybe I would be like, okay, we could try. But, like, I could not imagine putting my kids in, like, let's say I was homeschooling them and, like, let's do high school. Fuck no. Like, that would, like, ruin them. Like, it's a lot. Like, school for us was a lot. My mom says consistently to me, I don't know what I would do if I was raising you guys in this time. Like, you guys wouldn't be able to do anything. And I feel bad, but, like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be crazy. Like, I didn't get to do sleepovers. Mm-hmm. I don't think my mom would let me do anything nowadays, like, if it was up to her, because of her fear of everything.
It's too much going on.
It's a lot.
There's niggas like Drake out here preying on women. Anyway, that was all I really had to say about men. I don't really know. I think that, like, men in their day-to-day could just be more honest.
Yes.
Like, and
they need to communicate better. They don't communicate well. I
read a book.
Or a good book, too, because men be reading, but they be reading
stuff like... I recommend The
Four
Agreements.
Don't give a... What's the one, like, The Art of Don't Giving a Fuck?
The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Yeah, a man gave me that to read. I gave it back. yeah, there's books, like the... What is it? How to Do the Work, which I feel like I mention every time. But, like, these are... Like, I just think that men need to go to therapy if possible.
Yes.
Read a book that provides a form of therapy. And get the workbook that goes with it.
Because you know that some men online were saying, like, Brittany Griner did not deserve to get out of jail for what she did. Yet, there's men here in America, like, in jail, who shouldn't be in jail. For, like,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I know. They hate us so bad. Like, I saw it on this girl's story. She's like, y'all need therapy bad.
And they hate her more because she doesn't want them. Because she likes pussy.
Because she's... Yes, because that's also... Saw someone say, like, how this guy... Guys are sitting here talking about how hot Britney is and how they want to fuck her and all this stuff. I'm like, what's going on? Or what's wrong with men? Like...
Okay, so happening? Stop watching porn is another tip.
Please, guys. So many of you guys, and it's O.K. You are dealing with a porn addiction. Listen, I know it's a lot to process right now. I just said that and you're like, what? But, like, just sit on that, reflect that thought for a long, and just think, watch porn and think, how does it make you feel? Really? And then come back to me. Actually, hit me up and we can talk about it.
I think that, like, if men reflected on how they feel, like, and on a journal about, like, how certain things make them feel, and then, like, try to imagine what a woman might feel like, you know, empathy, then it might help. Like, I think that they're just not aware of their own emotions, so then they cannot be aware of how we feel.
And they see women as objects. Like, I just think they even just, it's, I don't, Kayla, I don't understand. I just feel like guys also just do it, just do stuff just to do stuff. They're not even, like you said, there's no feeling. It's just like, I need to fuck, because that's what guys do. Beach chest. Like, it's like
go to the gym.
I need to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Gym, tan, laundry. Like, it's literally.
And they really do.
Legitimately.
Like, if we
let's
go back to primal times. They're out hunting, you know. We were eating a mostly plant-based diet because there was the hunting successful. You know, you catch something every once in a while. It's cool. But they, like, need an outlet of some kind that, like, is physical. Like, the testosterone is a very active hormone. Like, they need to go to the gym. They need to play dumb sports and do whatever they need to do. This is how you prevent yourself from, like, feeling when they need to shoot people. But I digress. Like, finding some kind of an outlet, like, physically to, like, get all of that out, and then try to, like, tap into, like, emotions.
And you know what? And that's the thing. You're right about emotions, because to have an imagination, you need to have emotions. And I don't think a lot of men have imaginations. Like, there's a lot of men,
When I tell them,
a lot of people without imagination.
Hello, that's very factual. Mm-hmm. And I'm, thank God we're blessed with an imagination. Like, that's one thing I write.
Sun conjunct Neptune.
Hello?
It's all I have.
My moon square
and Neptune. Jupiter conjunct too. It's all I have.
Moon square Neptune, Mars trine Neptune. We in La La Land sometimes, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But because, like, literally, a guy told me, like, you don't watch porn to, like, masturbate? I'm like...
Yeah, they're always shocked by that.
No,
like no, I don't.
I've had several guys
that.
Be like, gasp. Like, what do you mean you don't watch porn? I'm like, why do I need to watch porn? Like, if I can just, you know, think about, you know, I think about what I want to, like, you know, do. And then, boom, we're here. Uh-huh. They're like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I need to watch, like, a couple videos. I'm like, but you all, like, these people, too, they'd be fucking several people. Like, you talk about their body counts. It's up there. So I'm thinking, damn, so like not one event like you're thinking of, you could sit back and imagine it and just like go to Pound Town with yourself with. And like, you don't have that? And no, like they don't even like, it's too much. Like there's so much that they need help with. Like you can.
It's so much.
It's like the fact that you can't even connect to an imagination.
And I have
like
sympathy for it because we're still in this patriarchy telling them that they need to make money and that's all they're good
for.
Yeah, and like I get it. But, like, something's got to give at some point. And, like, if I could get all the men to do one thing, it would probably be journal. Because it's, like, life-changing to like, write about how you feel.
Journaling is life-changing. Just expressing, communicating, like...
Pen to paper.
Pen
to paper is powerful. Used to be strictly voice memos, but... Pen to paper,
it's definitely
hits
better.
Different.
It hits different.
Both are good. Like, sometimes, like, if I'm, like, trying to go to sleep, I'll do the voice memo just to get thoughts out of my head. But, like, pen to paper, when you really, like, have to figure some shit out, is iconic.
It's great because you can reread it. You look at it. Like, I love writing things down because I like to go back into journals and finding where I was at a point and see, like, where I am now. Because that helps. Like, reflection, constant reflection is needed for growth. And that's why you said journaling is helpful. Because I promise sometimes just looking through that, reading through certain things, and even if you are at the same space, it's like, okay, so what... It's like, men don't even give themselves time to really sit and think. That's why, like, imagine if men were actually good artists. Like, who actually wrote, like, certain things that were from the heart. And, like for instance, like, my...
In Arabic, they're so good.
Really?
Arabic is about every language is better than English, but like Arabic, they really be expressing that. Like they have more vocab.
That is like expression.
And
of more
yes, and like if you like, I listen to some like Arabic. So I like listening to music in other languages. There's some Spanish music that is like so funny. If you like look up what she's really saying. Mm-hmm. Like there's one about revenge and like. The best revenge is like that I hope that you stay with her for the rest of your life so that she can see how terrible you are. And that'll be the sweetest revenge and I'll be laughing. Like it's all this stuff. Anyway, but like some of like the Arabic, like if you look it up, I mean, they can't translate it properly bar for bar because we don't have the words.
Yeah.
Like the way they express love and how they feel about women, like America could never.
English could never. Maybe that's so crazy. Maybe men really didn't need to start writing. Like, think back in time when men were writing love letters to women or even writing a goddamn love letter to themselves.
I'm not going to be anyone's girlfriend ever again who doesn't write me letters. Because I like them.
No, letters are cute. They're cute to, like... Like I said, shoot me, I'm a Cancer. I'm nostalgic. I like looking back at stuff like that. Like, I would love that. Like, I have letters from just stuff for the past.
I have
just...
letters from middle school.
Yeah. No, like, I love that. I think
love letters and otherwise. It's very important.
No, it's important. Like, and I think for guys, like you said, I really do think the pen to paper, now that I think about it. Like, because I was about to say, like, because I'm trying to get into video diaries, too. Like, I want to, like, a whole, like, thing. That's why I want like my laptop and a camera next year because I want to just have
I bought a camera because I wanted to
do video diaries. Like I think that's another good thing to do, like to just document yourself. Like I like that from the Harry and Meghan thing because like I want to document things more because you need to like you need and that's why like writing is good too. But in the sad season, vision like see yourself and see the growth. Like this is a time for growth, but you have to like apply the work. Like things just don't happen. Like I think.
that even goes back to the Sag stuff, like maybe people just knowing like they're talented or like they're destined or they're great, they're men, like they can have this, but no, but like there needs to be work for things to actually be like real. Like I feel like a lot of people are just still living up to these beliefs, these delusions and all that, and not taking time to see what is presently needed. And like if men were actually present, they'll see like the so much misery around and like caused by them. Like how can we not see
reflect that? On how you're contributing to the problem,
right? And just being honest, because at times I can sit here and tell myself when I'm the problem,
but at the same time, but that takes time, a lot for some people. At the same time, you have to like make sure you're not being hard on yourself for things, because
great
as a balance, Capricorn, yeah. I find that I have an expectation of like me being perfect, which is actually really crazy, because
no one's
who perfect. Am I? Like that's kind of narcissistic of me, but like,
but you just have, you hold yourself to a high standard.
Yeah, and but it's unrealistic.
It is. It's not. No, and I'm not saying that's not like, you know.
And I'm not being hard on myself for feeling like this. It just is what it is. But like,
but you have to apply grace and compassion for things yes. to work. Even just thinking
for
about
for yourself mostly.
Yes, because even I think about like the mutable energy, like what squares it is Pisces. So there needs to be some type of like compassion needed for things to actually work. It squares Virgo. There needs to be work. So it's just like there is this.
Poor Virgos. I'm glad I have nothing Virgo in me. I'm God's favorite.
Shout out to my Virgo Mars.
My other thing I want to say is that I want to be clear that I hate the binary, and I think that gender is not real, and I think that it is all bullshit, and I think that all this is dumb. However, because we live in a binary, it needs to be discussed.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like it's changing anytime soon. If it was changing,
it would.
And that would solve more issues. I swear, if it just went away, that would be easier. Even though that would cause a lot of chaos at first. And then people would be like, well, maybe there doesn't need to be one.
I mean, who cares?
No, I mean, duh. Like,
I mean, no, bitches is crying in Congress about them signing in marriage equality. So, yeah, it would be a whole...
Like, we are not, unfortunately, here as a society, as upsetting that it is to say, because, like, what? And that's what goes into being present. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, people are still holding on to, like, certain beliefs due to religion, due to, like, what they think that it should be based off cultures and manner. Like, what about being present to what is actually going on right now? Like, how are people sitting here trying to tell me that's just not how it is biology-wise, blah, 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 about, like, you know, man being, like, gender and shit like that? And I'm just like, but we are in 2022. Like, you're talking to me like we're in 1972. Like, it's not the same. Like, we have evolved, we have changed.
But also, be fucking for real. There's obviously testosterone, there's obviously estrogen.
Yeah.
We are obviously different. However, it doesn't have to dictate your entire existence just because, like, you have a vagina.
Right. Like, why is that, like, so much still?
Still.
Still is where I'm at. Because to me, like, of course, there's a lot of unlearning that is needed. And that's what, there's a lot of compassion and grace that's needed. Like, it's hard to know something at first and have to change it. I get it. And I'm not sitting here trying to tell society, you need to understand this right now. Like, that's, we have to be realistic. But some people are so stubborn about it, it makes no sense. That's why I'm like, there's a lot of repressed people out here. Because to me, I don't understand why people would care that damn bad about what someone else wants to do unless they want to do it too.
Exhibit A, Boosie.
Hello, Boosie wants to.
He wants a kiss so from somebody. Bad.
So bad. Like, some of these people, so bad. It's like they can't even shut up about it.
He wants to make out with Lil Nas X.
So bad. He can't shut up about it. He thinks about it all the fucking time.
Every waking hour.
And that's an issue about being present and being real with yourself. He needs to write in a journal.
Diddy, too. Anyway, what time is it?
Carisha, please!
I'm starving, Carisha, please. And I'm hungry.
Me too.
I'm hungry, I'm sleepy. I'm starving and I'm sleepy is what I meant to say. It's 8:30. We have to go.
Yes.
Next time, I'm going to talk about religion Balenciaga.
We'll write it down.
I'm going to talk about religion, Balenciaga, and anything else that comes to mind about Capricorn. Oh, and Capricorn women on reality TV.
I'm going to talk about Ice Spice just for like 2 seconds because I love her right now. And like, my Capricorn sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yay!
Bye, guys!
If you're a man, I love you.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm being genuine. Are you being genuine?
I like them.
Okay.
They know that.
Okay, bye!